as with all the parables which Jesus told and which we listen to frequently enough throughout our church year, the church gives these to us by way of reminder and urges us, just as those who were right there physically with Jesus listening to him, we should be doing what they were doing, or at least what they should have been doing. As they listen to the parable, they're supposed to understand the message of the parable by placing themselves into it and identifying where they fit, so to speak, in this parable. So we listen to this, and we've heard this often enough. We even hear and hopefully understand, and by doing what we're supposed to be doing, by finding ourselves in this parable, we come to understand, hopefully better, what Jesus means when he says the last will be first and the first will be last. Wasn't that the owner was unfair to anyone? We know whom the owner represents. It wasn't that he asked extra things of one group of workers that he didn't ask of everyone. They all are called by the owner to do the same work, and they all do the work, but their response is different. The church asks us, as we live, make the effort to live our faith the best we can each day, and God certainly giving us the graces we need to do so, how do we respond to God's generosity to us? It's something each of us needs to examine in our lives frequently.